Good morning. This is the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We're here to discuss workers' compensation with you here this morning. My name is Robert Brovich. We have Kevin Carlock in the studio today. You can contact us anytime for a free case evaluation at 303-795-5900. You can also get us on the internet, championsofthepeople.com, bellpollock.com. It's a great website. It's interactive. It can answer a bunch of your questions. But if you ever have further questions, you can feel free to call us anytime. We'll go anywhere in the state of Colorado to represent you and your interests. We not only handle workers' compensation claims, but we also handle personal injuries of any kind, auto accident claims, slip and falls, anything of that nature. Today we're going to talk a little bit about workers' compensation and what's the big mystery surrounding workers' compensation, the mystery of who's covered, the mystery of the procedures, and everything else you may need to know. We're going to cover it the best we can in the short amount of time we have here. But as I said previously, if you have any further questions after listening to this show or at any time, or you want to refer a friend or family to us, feel free to call us 303-795-5900. And we also have an interactive radio show on KHOW at Saturday at 7 a.m. where you can call in and we'll answer any of your questions. If we can't answer your questions on the air, we'll get someone who can and we'll refer you to them and we'll make sure that all of your questions are answered, whether or not they're regarding personal injury or anything else. So, Kevin, tell us a little bit about what's the big mystery surrounding the workers' compensation system.
Well, the work comp system is a bit different than your typical personal injury case. With a typical personal injury case, you're looking at a fault system. You, as the plaintiff, would have to prove that someone was negligent or otherwise did some wrongful act that caused you an injury. The workers' compensation system is different. It's a no-fault system. What a no-fault system is to recover under the workers' compensation claim, the injured worker does not have to prove that anyone was negligent. So if you are injured in the course and scope of your employment, you do not have to prove that your employer was negligent to recover.
That's exactly right. It's called a no-fault system. And the reason behind, the primary reason behind the creation of this system was so injured workers could get immediate medical care and treatment so they didn't have to go to court and try to prove negligence. So in this system, you know, regardless of who's at fault, if I'm at fault, if you're at fault, regardless if my employer was at fault, you are entitled to benefits if you were injured on the job. Now, the type of benefits differ greatly, and we might not be able to cover all of them in this show. But feel free to contact us, let you know that we do have 30 years of experience at Bell & Pollock. We have top-notch paralegals. You'll be dealing with primarily attorneys at Bell & Pollock. We do not have paralegal-driven cases, as in many other firms. We don't practice the high-volume type of work that the firms do that you'll see advertising on the TV. We make sure that everyone gets the attention that they deserve and that the attention their case deserves. Kevin, when do I have to report to my employer or anyone else that I was injured?
Well, there's two kinds of different time frames here that you're looking at for reporting. Number one, you have to consider that there's a statute of limitations on a workers' compensation injury, and that is 2 years. You have 2 years to get your case reported to the Division of Workers' Compensation. So 2 years from your date of injury. Now, a lot of employers might not want your case to go through the Division of Workers' Comp. They don't want to report your claim. It doesn't matter what your employer says, and you got to consider that you can't be retaliated against for filing a workman's compensation claim. But there's a 2-year statute of limitations to get your claim into the workers' compensation. You really do want to get it in sooner than that.
Okay, well, you're going to see posters in your employer's place of business that say you have to report your work comp claim within 4 days from the date of injury. Now listen, there is a small penalty that's rarely prosecuted if you don't report it within 4 days. Just because you missed the 4-day window, you still have a viable work comp claim. Do not let anyone tell you otherwise. In most situations, you have up to 2 years to file your claim with the Division of Workers' Comp, with the Division of Work Comp Downtown Denver. Do not let anyone tell you differently. A lot of people miss out on their benefits because they're misled, misdirected. Obviously, insurance companies want to save money. They're in the business to make money, and they do a good job of it by not informing you of exactly what benefits you're entitled to receive. Kevin, what's a basic, let's say I report the claim to my employer, then basically what should take place after that?
Well, you're going to get one of two documents after you report your claim. You're going to get a general admission, which means that the employer has essentially admitted that you were injured on the job and that they're going to pay you benefits listed in that general admission. And we're going to go through the benefits in a little bit. Or you're going to get what's called a notice of contest. And that form essentially means that for some reason, the employer is disputing your claim, either because they think that your injuries were pre-existing or they think that your injury occurred somewhere outside of work. Whatever the reason is, that employer is going to file a notice of contest.
In a lot of situations, you'll see the employer or the insurance carrier will file a notice of contest, and they'll say that they need to do further investigation. And you'll be sitting there saying, listen, I was injured on the job. What further investigation needs to take place? That may be the time when you need to contact an attorney and discuss your options and get together a legal game plan. If you let time pass, too much time pass, your injury could get worse. You're going to suffer worse. You're going to be missing time from work. Once your employer or the insurance carrier, either one, denies your claim for whatever reason, further investigation, don't think it's related, think it's a pre-existing issue, contact an attorney, because an insurance carrier's basic strategy, one of their primary strategies, is to drag their feet and let this thing drag out until you have no choice but either to settle or disregard your benefits altogether and get back to work. So time is of the essence in pursuing and prosecuting your work comp claim. Kevin, before we take a break, let's get into if my employer admits fault, say they admit responsibility for the claim, but then what happens? Who directs my care?
Well, essentially, the employer gets to choose your doctor. The employer is going to send you, and by employer, probably more accurately, the insurer, is going to send you to doctors who are qualified to work in the work comp system, and that is who directs your care. So a lot of injured workers come to us frustrated because they don't get to go to their personal doctor. They want to see their own doctor. They don't like the care they're getting from the workers' compensation doctor. Well, that is one of the trade-offs of having the no-fault system. You don't get to choose your own physician. You have to go to the physician that is selected by the employer and their insurer. Now, there is a way to change your physician, the doctor overseeing your care, one time, and there's a time limit on that. So if you absolutely can't live with the physician that you have in the work comp system, then you can change that once. But you're going to run into the same issue that you don't get to select the replacement physician yourself either. So That doctor is going to be the one that oversees your care. If you need specialized care, it's going to be the same thing. That doctor is going to refer you out to someone within that employer or insurer's network that you don't get to choose.
That's right. And when you report it to your employer should have a list of at least two healthcare providers that you can go to, and you get to choose from that list. But once you have made that decision, it's in a lot of situations difficult to change your physician to someone that you like or are comfortable with. It's just the way the game's played, unfortunately. The employer, for the most part, or more correctly, the insurance carrier, for the most part, gets to choose the doctors that you will be seeing throughout your work comp claim. And as we said, there are ways to get a change of physician, but you have to understand you may get a change of physician, but it's still going to be a doctor involved in the work comp system, and you may not get along with the second doctor at all, and maybe you wish you would have never changed physicians. And I'm not encouraging anyone not to change physicians. I'm just saying you may see more of the same. We can help you change physicians. One of the ways is governed by work comp rule of procedure number 8, and it's a very technical rule. We'll walk you through it. If you want to give us a call, it would take more time than we have in this radio show to go through all the details of Rule 8. But I want you to know that we're Bell and Pollock. We have 30 years of experience doing work comp claims, top-notch paralegals, top-notch attorneys. We do accommodate Spanish-speaking people. We also have a radio show Saturday morning at 7 a.m. on K-House 630 a.m., where you can call in and ask any question you'd like, and we'll answer that question either on the air, and if we can't answer it, we'll get someone who can, and we'll make sure that your questions are always answered. And feel free to contact us anytime, 303-795-5900, or check us out on our website. It's bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com, either one. And it's interactive, a lot of good information on the website. And we'll be back in a few moments to discuss further benefits you can receive through the work comp system in some ways the insurance carrier will attempt to maybe trick you or not inform you of everything you're entitled to receive. So we'll be back in a few minutes.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it? With all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or a 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
When a driver chooses to violate a safety rule, everyone on the road is in danger. That means you, me, everyone. Driving and dangerous choices. Think about it. The only allowable choice is the safest choice. Otherwise, you and your family are put at risk, in harm's way. This is really what car crashes are all about. One driver makes a choice that violates a safety rule, everyone else is needlessly put in danger. In danger of injury, medical bills, surgery, lost jobs, quality of life changes, and future expenses. All it takes is one driver and one dangerous choice. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We've been representing injured victims for over 25 years. We can help you put your life back together again. We'll fight the insurance company who defends those who injure you and your family, those who make dangerous choices. At Bell and Pollock, we are experienced injury attorneys who care about you and your family. Reach us at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com or call us at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. One call, that's all.
Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We're talking about work comp benefits here. Want you to know that we are a personal injury law firm. We'll handle not only work comp cases, but any type of personal injury case, car accidents, slip and falls. We'll handle anything that comes our way. And if we can't handle it, we'll refer you to a competent attorney who can. We have 30 years of experience handling these type of cases. We accommodate Spanish-speaking individuals. We have top-notch attorneys, top-notch paralegals. We can handle your work comp claim or any other type of claim. And feel free to contact us. You can contact us for a free initial case consultation, 303-795-5900 is our phone number. Our address on the internet, bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com. Please check out our website. It's interactive. A lot of informative information. Let's get back to work comp benefits and some mysteries surrounding the work comp system, and maybe some things the insurance carrier would rather you didn't know. So, Kevin, if I'm unable to work and my doctor says, look, at you have these work restrictions, and I take those restrictions to my employer. My employer says, you know what? I can't accommodate those. What takes place then?
Well, at that point, you're going to be entitled to your wage loss, essentially. So let's talk about the benefits you get under the work comp system. Number one thing that an injured worker has to understand is that workers' compensation is your exclusive remedy. So those remedies that are allowed under the Workers' Compensation Act are all that you can get. And generally, in a workers' compensation case, you're going to be entitled, generally, to three things. Number one is to have your medical care taken care of. Okay. Number two is your wage benefits. If you are missing work, you are either going to get what's called temporary total disability or temporary partial disability. And what that compensates you for is 2/3 of your lost wages. That is of your average weekly wage that you were making at the time that you were injured. So that's essentially the wage loss. You're not going to get your full loss wages. You're going to get 2/3.
It's 2/3 of your average weekly wage prior to taxes or any other deduction. So 2/3 of your gross weekly wage, you're going to be entitled to receive. And they're called temporary total disability benefits, as Kevin said. And you should receive those until you reach a point where you're either able to return to work or the point where the doctor says you're as good as you're going to get. Now, these benefits are tax-free, so you don't have to report them as income to the IRS. It's completely tax-free. And you also are entitled to mileage reimbursement. Any mileage on your vehicle or your friend's vehicle to and from your doctor, to and from the pharmacy, you put that, make a sheet and submit it to the insurance carrier, and you should be compensated for your mileage. And so, Kevin, while I'm getting my medical treatment, what happens when I'm getting this treatment and then the doctor all of a sudden says, well, we think you're as good as you're going to get, but you're not 100%.
Well, that goes to kind of the final element of damages in a workers' compensation case. At the end of your treatment, the doctor is going to make a determination as to whether there is any permanent impairment. So once you've done your course of treatment, the doctor is going to say either you've made a complete recovery or you haven't. If you haven't made a complete recovery, you get what is called an impairment rating. And what that impairment rating recognizes is the amount of lasting damage you have to the body part that was affected by your workers' compensation injury. So for instance, if you have an injury to your left leg and you go through treatment and you make some progress, but you're going to have lasting issues, that doctor is going to assign an impairment rating for your left leg. And it's expressed as a percentage out of 100%.
Okay, and just to remind everyone out there, when you're receiving medical treatment, you do not have to make any co-payments. There are no deductibles, so you should be receiving medical treatment and medication that's prescribed without any out-of-pocket expenses sustained by you or anyone else. So that's something to always keep in mind, and don't forget about the mileage reimbursement. And once the doctor says you're as good as you're going to get, it's a term of art that's called maximum medical improvement. It does not mean you're 100%. It means you're as good as you're going to get, and you can still receive medical treatment after you reach that point in time that's called maximum medical improvement. You can receive ongoing chiropractic, acupuncture, or any other treatment you may need to maintain that status of being at maximum medical improvement. Now, Kevin was talking about what are called impairment ratings. See, once you are through treating, for the most part, the doctor will say you're at maximum medical improvement, and then the doctor will give you what's called an impairment rating. And those are based upon the AMA guidelines, third edition, revised. They check your range of motion. They measure your range of motion, and then they determine your injury. And based upon that, they look to the AMA guidelines, and we determine an impairment rating. And then based upon that impairment rating, Kevin, what do I receive?
Well, you receive a lump sum at the end of your case. And like Rob said, that case can continue. A doctor can request maintenance benefits, but permanent impairment rating, along with some other factors like your age, like your wages, those are used in a calculation to come up with a lump sum that compensates you for that permanent impairment. Okay. Now, one of the big fights that we have in the work comp system is someone goes through the system, their doctor says that you have no impairment. And that person does feel like they're impaired. Or they go to the doctor, they get a very low impairment rating from the doctor that they don't agree with. Is there anything that can be done about that?
There certainly is. And to clarify, you can get these benefits, your permanent partial disability benefits. You get those based upon the impairment rating. You can get those benefits in a lump sum, or they will pay them out every week or every 2 weeks, depending on the insurance carrier. Now, this is important that you understand this, that there are insurance carriers out there that know all of this, and they'll see that you have a permanent impairment rating. And guess what? They'll do nothing about it. And a lot of times you're none the wiser because you don't know you're entitled to these benefits. But insurance carriers may do this. I have this in a case right now where they completely ignore, or they allege it slipped through the cracks, an impairment rating, and you don't know you're entitled to permanent partial disability benefits. Now, those benefits are not paid throughout your entire life. There's going to be an amount based upon a formula created by our legislature and many other people, I'm sure, healthcare providers, attorneys, etc., that will inform you of what amount you're entitled to receive. For example, so the random number, let's say based upon your impairment, and we put that in the formula, you're entitled to $25,000. Now you can get that in a lump sum if you request it, or you can have it paid out every week, every couple of weeks. But once that money is paid out, you're not going to receive any more permanent partial disability benefits. These are not benefits that are paid throughout your lifetime. There are a certain type of work comp benefit that is paid throughout your lifetime, but that's probably, get to that in the next segment. But Kevin, if I don't like the impairment rating, for example, if I think the impairment rating is too low after speaking to an attorney, what action can I take to maybe improve that rating?
Well, there's a process called a DIME, a Division Independent Medical Examination. And what that essentially does is allows you to get a second opinion from a doctor that you haven't seen yet. Okay, and if the parties can agree on a doctor, then that's the doctor that'll do it. That doesn't happen too often. Otherwise, the Workers' Compensation Division will provide the names of some doctors. The other side gets to cross one off. You get to cross one off, and the doctor that's left is the doctor that's going to examine you. And that doctor's opinion is essentially going to be the one that controls. Even if that doctor disagrees with your treating doctor, that dime doctor's opinion is going to be the one that applies. So if that dime doctor gives you a more favorable opinion regarding permanent impairment, well, that's good for you. If he gives you one that's less favorable, then not so much. It's always a risk going to a division independent medical examination. You don't know what that dime doctor is going to do. So like Robert was saying, though, even if you get assigned a permanent impairment rating, you want to make sure that that insurer doesn't try to cheat you out of it. You need to be on the lookout for a document that's called a final admission of liability. That's a document that the insurer is going to send you essentially when the insurer wants to close your claim. And it's going to list out all the benefits that they've paid and all the benefits that they think that they're responsible for. And sometimes, like Robert was saying, even if the doctor assigns an impairment rating for permanent impairment, they just leave that box unchecked. And if you don't dispute that final admission of liability, you could be in trouble. You could essentially waive those benefits.
That's exactly right. So if you ever receive a document in the mail throughout any time in your work comp claim called the final admission of liability, and if you have a claim through Pinnacle, then it's going to be a pink document. Other insurance carriers, it's just going to be a white document. You need to contact an attorney and get a free initial consultation. We'll be happy to give you a game plan. You do not have to hire us if you don't want, but at least get a game plan from us. And we work on a contingency basis, which basically means you don't have to pay us unless we collect money for you. And this is Bell and Pollock. This is the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We have another legal show on Saturday mornings at 7 a.m. on K-House, 6:30 a.m. And that show's a little bit different. People are entitled to call in and ask any question, legal question they'd like. It's not a political show. But we'll answer any legal question, preferably personal injury or work comp questions. But if you have any legal question, we'll try to answer it on the air. And if we can't, then we will find someone that can. We'll refer you to a competent attorney. We handle work comp claims at Bell and Pollock. We handle all personal injury claims at Bell and Pollock. We have great paralegals, and we accommodate Spanish-speaking individuals. So if you have a question at all regarding any personal injury claim or a work comp claim, give us a call. Get a free initial consultation. It doesn't hurt. Get informed. Know what your legal rights and remedies are. And I tell you what, we'll be right back, and we'll tell you a little bit more about the work comp system and other benefits you may be entitled to receive.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch, as fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting, or if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style, all made fresh on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
When a driver chooses to violate a safety rule, everyone on the road is in danger. That means you, me, everyone. Driving and dangerous choices. Think about it. The only allowable choice is the safest choice. Otherwise, you and your family are put at risk, in harm's way. This is really what car crashes are all about. One driver makes a choice that violates a safety rule. Everyone else is needlessly put in danger. In danger of injury, medical bills, surgery, lost jobs, quality of life changes, and future expenses. All it takes is one driver and one dangerous choice. I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell and Pollock. We've been representing injured victims for over 25 years. We can help you put your life back together again. We'll fight the insurance company who defends those who injure you and your family, those who make dangerous choices. At Bell and Pollock, we are experienced injury attorneys who care about you and your family. Reach us at bellpollock.com or championsofthepeople.com or call us at 303-795-5900. That's 795-5900. One call, that's all.
Welcome back. This is the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We're here to give you some information about your work comp claim that you may have, or if you just are curious as to what benefits you may be entitled to receive through the work comp system, we're here to help you out with that. And if we don't get to a specific question that you may have regarding a work comp claim or any personal injury claim, car crash, slip and fall, etc., feel free to call us anytime at 303-795-5900. We have a message center, so you can call 24 hours a day. We'll return your phone call promptly. And we want you to know we are very experienced in the field of personal injury and work comp, over 30 years of experience, top-notch attorneys, top-notch paralegals. Your case will be handled by an attorney. You'll have contact directly with an attorney. We're not going to pass your case off entirely to a paralegal. An attorney will give your case the attention it deserves and it needs. We're here to accommodate you and any questions you may have. So you can call us for a free case consultation at 303-795-5900 or check out our website. It's bellpollock.com. This is the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We got to wrap it up. Sorry we ran out of time. Feel free to call us, 303-795-5900. Call us with any question you have regarding work comp or any personal injury.